In case you needed another reason to be excited about Spud Athletics, Tyden Bergeson, the fantastic senior forward, was named Mr. Hockey yesterday. He's been kind enough to join us here on the Valley Christian Counseling and Wellness phone line. Tyden, good morning to you. Thanks, buddy, for taking the time today. How much sleep have you gotten over the last couple of nights?
Not much sleep to kind of recover a little bit, but thanks for having me. This will be fun.
Yeah, well, I'm so thankful for your time. And honestly, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot to talk about in the world with news and events and everything, but I was thinking, should I call Ty and see if I could get him on the show here today? And then when I heard what your coach said about you in the post game press conference after the championship win on Saturday, I said, done deal. And what stood out to me, and I'm sure your mom and dad and your coaches, everybody is super proud of all this too. But coach said he went out of his way to say, look, Tyden had an assist. He's had games where he's had, you know, 3 goals, 4 goals, whatever. But tonight, the way he helped us was his encouragement and his leadership on the bench when things weren't going so good. And I thought that was really cool that Coach Ammerman said that about you. And I think it told us all a lot about you that maybe we didn't know already. So before we talk about all the fun of winning state, I want to start with that. Tell me about what your role was and what you were doing with the guys trying to keep them going there when you guys got down at one point 4-1.
Yeah, you know, it's a great, like, when things are going well, like, it's great. It's super easy to be a leader when everything's going right for you. But when things aren't going right, that's when the real leaders step up. So I think in that moment, I just had to stay positive on the bench, let everyone know that we're not out of this game and we're not shying away. So I think we did a pretty good job with that.
Everybody afterwards said there was never a moment when we thought we were out of this thing. And I know sometimes people say that, but I kind of got the sense listening to you guys that you all really believe that. Tell me about that belief and the attitude. It's 4-1 after 2. Minnetonka is such a good team. They hadn't given you much. They played such good team defense there. I would think it'd be easy to get a little bit discouraged, but it sounded like you guys really believed the whole time. Tell me about that.
Yeah, in the locker room after the second period, we knew that the 20 guys in that room could get it done. We knew that we were playing pretty good hockey up to that point. We just had to, you know, get a couple bounces here and there and hopefully put the puck in the net a couple times and just go from there.
Tell me a little bit about what you think this means for Moorhead. To win one is amazing and as we know, really, really hard. It hadn't happened at Moorhead until last year. But now to win two, what do you think that says about this program to the rest of the state of Minnesota?
Oh, I mean, it means everything to the people on the ice, obviously, to the people in the community, to in the stands. Like, it means so much to this community, and it's just such a great feeling.
You have kind of developed a little tradition here of getting a big party afterwards. It sounds like everybody from Moorhead just goes down to the Drury Hotel, gets their rooms there, and when the Spuds win, you guys have a party that lasts all night. Tell me what that's like when you're coming in to that hotel and you've got hundreds of Spuds fans there just going bananas and you guys have the trophy. What's that emotion? What's that feeling like?
Oh, I think it kind of makes you kind of speechless. You know, you're walking in, you're holding the trophy, everyone's chucking streamers at you, and just everyone you see is congratulating you. It just means so much to not only the team, but to just everyone that rallies around and just makes it so special.
Ty, you were one of the 4 guys that had opportunities to play junior hockey, and a lot of guys will do that their junior and senior years, go somewhere else to a place, maybe the schedule's a little longer, so you get more games, you get higher level of competition every game. You decided, along with 3 of your teammates, to come back from those opportunities for the season. Can you tell us why you decided to do that? Because a lot of guys are like, oh, I've got to get this high-level competition. I got to leave Moorhead to go do what I want to do. But you felt differently. Why?
I think just it starts with my family. It starts, you know, you get to play another year here in Moorhead for the people that kind of grew you as a hockey player. They can all see what you're all about. And I think just, like, for the community as well, like, you're playing for not only the 20 guys in the room, but for everyone in the Moorhead community, you know, just kind of doing what you love and playing with your buddies again for one more year. It's just something that you'll never be able to take for granted.
Is there any part in the back of your mind, though, where you wonder, gosh, you know, did I lose some development over the last, you know, few months by being back at home? Or do you feel like you're able to progress as a player in the same way that you would have wherever else you might have been?
Yeah, so we actually added another skating session this year before our regular practice, just for guys that wanted to get extra work and wanted to get extra, you know, like skill work that would help you. So I don't think I lost any development at all here.
Oh, very cool. So what does life look like for you now? Will you try to go back to a junior team to finish up whatever you can get, 6, 7, 8 weeks left? Or will this be kind of the end of your hockey season? What comes next for you?
Yeah, so I'll travel down to Madison, Wisconsin this week and play in the USHL there. And then, yep, so I'll finish out their season and then come back home for the summer.
Okay, very cool. So tell me a little bit about the Mr. Hockey process. And what was really fun, I saw last night that Brian Lee, who was Mr. Hockey, I think in the early 2004, 2005, somewhere like there, he was the one that actually made the announcement that you were the winner. So did you know ahead of time, or did you wonder if something was up that Brian Lee was introducing the winner at all, or were you completely surprised when it happened?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know for sure, but seeing Brian Lee there is just really special, and for him to give me that award, I felt really just honored to be in that position. You know, only 3 guys ever have won it for Moorhead now, so I just feel super honored and grateful to be in that position.
Yeah, what a special night. What did it mean to be the guy? Like, when you hear your name, you go up there and you're like, oh my gosh, I am the best high school hockey player in the state. Tell me about the emotions and what goes through your head when you're trying to digest all that, maybe even here the day after.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotions, I'll tell you that. So, like, from my family to me up on the stage, it's just, it means so much. And, like, I can't give enough credit to all my teammates that have helped me throughout my career and then this year as well. Like, my team, they competed their ass off the whole tournament, the whole year, and I just can't give enough credit to them.
So the fact that you and 3 of your teammates came back to Moorhead and did this, do you think in some way you guys are kind of showing a new way to do this? Because I think in the you know, years leading up to this, the last, I guess since this got, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago when this started to become a trend of guys leaving their high school team to go play juniors, it's always kind of been, well, you kind of do one or the other. You guys are doing a little bit of both. And do you think that you are kind of just giving guys, maybe Moorhead guys and other players too at their schools around the state, just another way to think about it? Like, maybe you can do both. Do you think maybe in some ways you guys are laying the groundwork for more guys to do what you did?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, that's something that I really wanted to do. And I feel like more and more people now have that opportunity to do that. Like, they can go get a little taste of what junior hockey is like, and then come back for your senior season, play with your buddies again, and then also ultimately finish it out at the junior level. But I think, yeah, like, we're kind of paving the way a little bit of what it can look like for the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I think it's really fun. And for the people in Moorhead, I know that meant so much when you 4 guys came back and did that. And, you know, there's other guys from Moorhead that could be, I mean, when you think about the kind of team that Moorhead could put on the ice with some of the guys that did make those decisions, and for the reasons that obviously are important to them, they went and did what their own, what their situation required for them to do. It's amazing to think of how much talent has come through Moorhead. What is it about, like, what's in the water, like, for you guys and the football guys? This is about as good as it gets for a high school program with all you great athletes over there.
Oh yeah, our Moorhead community is feeling really good right now. But I would say just all the hard work and determination that Moorhead has up here, it goes unmatched. Like, we're always seeing guys put in the extra work, not only on the hockey rink, but out of the football field, out on the track, like in the weight room. Like, we see all that as athletes, and it's just been really special to see everyone grow.
You're going to play your college hockey at Augustana. Is that something so this is your senior year at Moorhead. Will you go to Augustana for next season then, or will you have one more year in the USHL before you do that?
I will most likely have one more year in the USHL before I head off to Augustana.
Okay. So what about Augustana? Got you excited about that program and said, hey, this is where I want to be?
Oh, Garrett Reboin. He's such a classy coach, such a good guy. I love him to death, you know. Everything about their program there, he's built from the ground up, which is just unreal. And then obviously the new rink is pretty sweet too. So that kind of adds a little cherry on top.
Yeah. Detroit Lakes product, Garrett Reboin. So a lot of people up here will know him from his local ties. So, and he grew up around great hockey, no doubt. Was a great high school player in his own right too, and has built a really good program there at Augustana. Well, Tyden, I appreciate you taking the time today. I don't know what I'm pulling you away from, maybe sleep or class or I don't know what, but I know it's been a whirlwind for you, but congratulations. And you made a lot of people proud in Moorhead. I know that by not just the skill that you have, but the way you've played the game and how you speak about your teammates, coaches, opponents, and sounds like your leadership on Saturday night was a big reason behind that comeback. So congrats to you on everything that you've done. Congrats to your family as well for the success that you've had in the Bergeson household as well. And we'll be cheering for you, buddy. Go get them, and thanks for spending a little time with us here today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Take care, Ty. And that's Ty Bergeson, the 2026 Mr. Hockey winner. Very cool. Third player in Moorhead history to win that award. So good stuff. Mason Kraft last year, Brian Lee about 20 years ago, and now Tyden.